tree.
Would it be a chipmunk?
Mm-hmm. And where would you think that you've seen this before?
In a book. I don't think I've seen them.
What do pearls grow in?
Oysters.
Okay. And what about what croaks in the marshes that you can hear making a noise in a pond at night?
Frog.
What do you call the big ones?
Bullfrog.
Okay. Good. What about the ones you hear in the spring? Little voices that come out after a storm. The sign that winter's over.
I don't know. I know the kind of noise they make, like.
Make it.
Pluck. Do they blow ones? I don't know what they call them.
Have you heard of spring frogs?
No.
Okay. What about the brown thing that lives in the garden and is supposed to give warts? Hops around the land and hops in the garden and eats insects.
Is that a mole?
Well,
or a rabbit? I don't know.
No, it's a kind of a frog, but it's given no name.
I'm sorry.
Have you heard of a toad?
Yes, I've forgotten that.
Okay. What about things that you dig to go fishing with?
Worms.
What kind of worm?
Earthworm.
What about the hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and its legs into its shell when you touch it?
Oh, you mean a turtle?
Okay. What about something like a turtle, only it lives on dry land?
No, tortoise, is it?
Have you ever heard of a terrapin?
Oh, I guess so, but not often.
What about something that might live in dry land and dig a hole in the ground and dig up in your garden?
Is that a mole?
Something like one. Sort of a G.
Gopher?
Okay. What about the kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams? It's got claws, and when you turn over a rock, it often swims way backward. They have little creeks, and those children take bacon and fish for them.
Maybe a crawfish?
Okay. Any other names you've heard it called?
Mm-mm. Some people used to call it crayfish in chemistry.
Okay.
Or biology, rather.
What about the insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it? When you grab it, power comes off your hands.
You know, lightning bug?
Well, it's something that people are afraid of them, that they'll get onto wool and clothes.
By moth.
And what about if you had several of them?
Moths.
Okay. Then you spoke of something that flies around with a light in its tail.
Lightning bug or glowworm.
What about a thing, a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings? It hovers around damp places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes.
That's not a termite. I don't know. Give me another hint.
Sometimes people say that they're assigned snakes are nearby.
Oh, really?
Have you ever heard of a dragonfly?
Maybe.
What kinds of stinging insects do you know?
Not many.
Can you name some?
I mean a mosquito.
Something that really stings. Mosquito kind of bites.
A bee. Bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow jacket.
Or maybe something else. What kind build small paper nests? Or the old mud nest upside the house?
A dirt dog?
Well,
I don't know if that stings or not, but it does burn houses.
Something that starts with a W.